Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello, and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us today. I hope you've been with us all week as Derek Prince has been teaching us about how to overcome evil. It is a powerful teaching, one that's necessary and often neglected in the body of Christ. Derek has been giving us sort of an anatomy, sort of the architecture of the kingdom of darkness and an insight into who Satan is. And now he's teaching us progressively how to apply the victory of Jesus to the kingdom of darkness and his strongholds. Let's listen.
Now, in my talk today, I'm going to show you what it means for us to exercise the authority given us to avail ourselves of the blood. In the New Testament, there is something that corresponds to the hyssop that transferred the blood of the Passover lamb from the place in the basin to the place where it was needed on the lintel and the doorpost of the home. First of all, let me make this clear. The New Testament shows us clearly that the Passover lamb was a picture of Jesus, the Lamb of God. That all that was typically revealed about the Passover lamb was fulfilled actually in Jesus, the Lamb of God, and through his death on the cross. Let me give you just two scriptures. First of all, John chapter 1, verse 29. Speaking about John the Baptist preparing the way for Jesus. It says, "The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" So John, by revelation, pointed out to the people of his time Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Every Israelite who heard that phrase, "the Lamb of God," was immediately reminded, because of his background and his tradition, of that unique sacred ceremony of the Passover lamb. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, Paul says this, and here the application is even more precise. 1 Corinthians 5, 7, "For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed." That's a fact of history. When Jesus died on the cross, he was the Lamb of God, taking away the sin of the world. He was the Passover lamb who was slain, that by his blood, protection and total victory might be made available to all the people of God. Now, I want to go back to the Old Testament pattern of the Passover and show you how exactly it applies. I said that in the Passover ceremony, the blood of the lamb had to be shed, and it had to be caught in the basin. There it was in the basin, available, but the blood in the basin actually protected no Israelite home or family. For protection, the blood had to be transferred from the basin to the home, to the place where the person lived, to the place where the protection was needed. And there was only one way to do that, to transfer the blood from the basin to the home with a little bunch of hyssop. The father dipped the hyssop in the blood in the basin and then sprinkled it on the lintel and the two doorposts. Now, the same principle applies in availing ourselves of the blood of Jesus, the Passover lamb who's been slain on our behalf. His blood has been shed. Through it, protection and total victory are made available to all of God's people. But in terms of the pattern of the Passover, the blood of Jesus shed on the cross is, as it were, in the basin. It's there. It's available. It will do everything we need. But in order to enjoy the protection and the victory made available to us through the blood, we have to transfer the blood to our own lives, to the place where we live. We've got to apply it personally. Now, in the Passover lamb ceremony, they used a bunch of hyssop. Obviously, we don't do that. But God has provided something for us that's just as real and just as effective as the hyssop. Let me go back to the statement, they overcame him by the blood of the lamb and by the word of their testimony. The other two key phrases are the word and their testimony. Let me share with you now one of the most precious truths that God has ever revealed to me, one of the most effective in my own life. It's this. In order to transfer the blood of Jesus to the place where we need protection and victory, we do not use hyssop, but we use our personal testimony. Our testimony in the New Testament takes the place of the hyssop in the Old. And so we transfer the blood of Jesus to our lives when we testify personally to what the Word of God says the blood of Jesus does for us. Let me repeat now that one crucial, decisive statement that I made. We overcome Satan when we testify personally to what the Word of God says the blood of Jesus does for us. It's our testimony that's the hyssop that takes the blood of Jesus shed on the cross, made available, and applies it to our own lives. You see, there are three elements, three different weapons that put together bring total victory. The first, the blood of the Lamb. The second, the Word of God. And the third, our personal testimony, what we ourselves say with our own mouths. Now, the blood of the Lamb, since Jesus was slain, is always there in the basin. It's always available. The Word of God never changes. It's unvarying. The variable factor in that operation is our testimony. Our testimony corresponds to the hyssop. It's something simple, it's something available to everybody, and yet it's crucial. Without the hyssop, under the Old Covenant, the blood of the Passover lamb did nothing for anybody. It was available, but it was ineffective. Likewise, in the New Covenant, without our testimony, the blood of Christ is available. Everything we ever need is contained in the blood. All its provisions are revealed through the Word, but it's our testimony and our testimony alone that makes all that effective. So, listen carefully again. To overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony means that we use our personal testimony. And with our personal testimony, we say about the blood of Jesus what the Word of God says. Everything that the Word of God says the blood of Jesus will do, we say it is doing for us. And when we make it personal, when we state it boldly with our lips, when we affirm it before all the unseen world, when we say, this is what the Word of God says, the blood of Jesus does for me, and it's doing it right now, then that's the hyssop, which takes the blood and makes it available to us and gives us total protection and victory through it.
I love that Derek describes the victory of Jesus, and then he says, but it's not going to be applied to your life unless you apply it. You have to take the blood of the Lamb and apply it to your life to see the victory of Jesus. So much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
When God laid the foundations of the earth, the angels were watching, and one of those angels became the central figure in God's epic battle with evil. In this fascinating and compelling DVD exploration of Scripture, discover why God allowed evil in the first place, why it continues to exist, and what difference spiritual warfare makes in this battle. Focusing on the critical events that took place before the creation of Adam, Derek Prince describes Jesus' stunning victory over Satan. But it is not over yet, and you need to know how to engage in this battle and enforce Christ's victory. To get your DVD set, War in Heaven and Earth, for only $19.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Pick up your spiritual weapons and follow the King of Glory. Get this ultimate work on DVD from Derek Prince on spiritual warfare for just $19.95. When you call 800-448-3261, That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you back with us. We are marching through triumphantly a marvelous series by Derek Prince on how to overcome evil. And in the portion of teaching coming up, he's going to tell us what happens when the blood of Jesus is applied to our lives. Let's listen.
Now let's look at certain statements made in Scripture about the blood of Jesus. We'll turn first of all to Ephesians 1, verse 7. In him, Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. There are two things that are provided for us by the blood of Jesus. The first is redemption. The second is forgiveness of sins. Let me read those words again, and you listen for those two provisions of the blood of Jesus. In him, Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. So through the blood of Jesus, we are redeemed. And our redemption is based on the fact that through the blood of Jesus, our sins are forgiven. Thus, the two things there stated to be provided by the blood of Jesus are first, redemption, and second, forgiveness. But in order to make them effective in our lives, we have to make the appropriate testimony. This is clearly brought out in regard to redemption in a verse in the Old Testament, Psalm 107, verse 2, which says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." So to make our redemption effective, we have to say so. We have to declare boldly, we have to make our personal testimony, I am redeemed from the hand of the enemy. The enemy, of course, is Satan. Now we need to understand briefly what redemption is. Redemption is buying someone back. We were, as sinners, exposed in Satan's slave market, exposed for sale. We had no option, we had no choice. The grace and mercy of God is that Jesus walked into Satan's slave market and bought us back out of the hand of Satan with his own precious blood. Listen to what Peter says in 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. "For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." Notice again the use of the word lamb. Again, Jesus is compared to the Passover lamb. And with his precious blood, we have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy because our sins have been forgiven. Let's go back to Ephesians 1, 7 and just go through that verse once more. It's the key to what we're speaking about right now. In him, Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. So we have two things made available through the blood of Jesus, redemption and the forgiveness of sins. So we make that effective by our personal testimony, and now I'm going to show you how to do it. We say it like this: through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Through the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed out of the hand of Satan. That testimony, when we make it personally with our own lips, is like the hyssop. It transfers the blood from the basin to the place where we need it, where we live. I'm going to say that again, and then I'm going to give you the privilege of joining with me once more in repeating those two decisive testimonies. First, through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Second, through the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed out of the hand of Satan. Now, if you can do it, I want you to repeat those after me as I say them phrase by phrase. Are you ready now? Through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Remember that word all. That's important. The second, through the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed out of the hand of Satan. I think we'll say that second one again. It's so good, isn't it? Didn't you feel better when you said that? Now follow me again. Through the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed out of the hand of Satan. So that's how we sprinkle the blood of Jesus with our testimony. We say out loud with our mouths what the Word of God says the blood of Jesus does for us. That's the hyssop with which we take the blood from the basin and sprinkle it over our lives.
In the Old Testament, the blood was applied by a branch called hyssop. In the New Testament, the blood of Jesus is applied by our words, a powerful truth. Listen, so much more coming, including some time with Neil Cornick, the director of DPM UK, as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
When God laid the foundations of the earth, the angels were watching, and one of those angels became the central figure in God's epic battle with evil. In this fascinating and compelling DVD exploration of Scripture, discover why God allowed evil in the first place, why it continues to exist, and what difference spiritual warfare makes in this battle. Focusing on the critical events that took place before the creation of Adam, Derek Prince describes Jesus' stunning victory over Satan. But it is not over yet, and you need to know how to engage in this battle and enforce Christ's victory. To get your DVD set, War in Heaven and Earth, for only $19.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Pick up your spiritual weapons and follow the King of Glory. Get this ultimate work on DVD from Derek Prince on spiritual warfare for just $19.95. When you call 800-448-3261, that's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Excuse my scratchy voice today, but we have somebody with a much better voice on the air with us today, calling in from England. The Derek Prince Ministries offices there is Neil Cornick, who is the director of DPM UK. We had him on with us just a few weeks ago, a wonderful friend, a champion of the gospel in Europe, and his responsibilities also include overseeing DPM's incursions into the Middle East, and that's what we want to talk to him about today. Neil, thank you so much for being with us.
Hi there, Stephen.
I want to understand, and I want, more importantly, I want our listeners to understand what challenges, what opportunities, what victories you're experiencing there in the Middle East. Obviously, historically, it's the target area of the world, but especially in our generation, it's a real boiling pot. How does Derek Prince Ministries target lives and target getting the gospel into the many cultures of the Middle East?
Well, we seek to take Derek's Bible teaching and make that available in the local languages of the region. So primarily that is in Arabic, and then also in Farsi, Kurdish, and Turkish. So they're the main languages that we're working within.
It is. Are you primarily doing literature? Are you doing crusades? Are there media broadcasts, radio, etc.? What form does this take?
For the most part, historically, that's been in the form of books. Probably back in 1995, we began to translate and produce books in Arabic, and that really was just a very small amount, probably for the subsequent 10 years. So maybe since 95, we produced perhaps 25,000 books.
That's wonderful.
And then in 2004, we began to get more and more requests for Derek's materials in Arabic. In that 1 year alone, we printed the same quantity that we'd previously done in the 10 years prior to that. And just an example is of the continued acceleration. Just in 2007, we will be printing 250,000 copies of one single title. So that really demonstrates the growing hunger and demand that there is for Bible teaching in the Middle East?
Well, Neil, my question could be based in our Western ignorance of the Middle East, but of course our images of the, especially Muslim countries, that churches are not allowed, that believers have to go underground, and that there's not much interest in the gospel. But you're telling us that just one title of Derek Prince's, you had to print 250,000 copies. So something's different from our normal understanding here in the West. Is there an underground church that's emerging? Are the laws changing to allow churches? I mean, where are these books going, and how open can you be about this?
I think that the situation varies from country to country. And it also depends whether someone is a Christian Arab in their background or whether they are a Muslim in their background. And I think Christians face different levels of persecution and opposition, and for some it would just be economic persecution. For others, those that are discovered to have an active Christian faith, that would be very much a physical imprisonment and possibly torture. So the situation does vary from country to country and from area to area. But we're able to distribute books through different networks of people, and often they are going into underground situations, and people have to be very cautious as to how loudly they can share their faith, as it were.
Well, that's certainly a matter of prayer for our listeners. Tell me, Neil, what was that one title that you reprinted 250,000 of? I'm sure our listeners would like to know.
That was The Divine Exchange. And one of the means that we use for distributing materials is at book fairs in the Middle East. So, for example, the Cairo Book Fair has in excess of 5 million visitors over the 2 weeks of the book fair. So that's a great opportunity where many people are coming and hungry for literature to actually carefully and wisely distribute that booklet to those that are seeking spiritual things.
5 million attenders, good heavens. I do some book fairs in the States, and they're lucky to get a 25,000, so that's amazing, wonderful. Neil, I want to make sure our people know how they can make contact with you, and also know how to support, find out about information. Of course, they can always log on to derekprince.org, but there's also a dpmuk.org website, is that correct?
That's correct.
And there they can find out about what you're doing. And, of course, they can support these efforts through the DPM office in the States or through the other DPM offices in the world. And they can probably make contributions through dpmuk.org as well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, one of our current projects is actually to use satellite TV to broadcast Derek's messages in Arabic. Satellite dishes are found all over the Middle East. It's estimated that perhaps 40% of Arabs in the Middle East have an access to satellite TV in their own homes, and it's a wonderful opportunity we have and want to exploit for the gospel. So that's certainly a very practical way people can support our work in the Middle East.
Yes, absolutely. And as you know, a television set over there is a community event. I've sat in the tea houses of the Middle East many times and watched Western television and Christian television with 50 people in a tea house watching it. So that's a huge area of impact. Neil, we're proud of you. We're thankful for your endurance. Thankful for what you're doing there at DPM UK. And we'll pray for you. And I'm sure many, many of our listeners will log on to the website, track what you're doing, and be eager to support. So thank you for serving our God, my friend.
Okay, many thanks, Stephen.
Good talking to you. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's classic DVD set, War in Heaven and Earth, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek's classic DVD set, War in Heaven and Earth, just $19.95. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.